it's not often that Donegal won all Ireland titles. This is a very proud moment for you and for them boys.
Well, it is, especially for the lads, with all the work they've done over the last 4 years. The first year we won the Shield, and then after getting beat twice in the semi-finals, you know, and this year we set a target to get to the final, and that's what we've done. And today we just asked one question of the lads to go out and win it, and that's what they've done, and it's a great credit to each and every one of the lads.
On a very, very difficult day for football, you obviously won the toss, playing with the breeze in the first half, and to be just 2 points up, it wasn't the ideal situation going at half time, 4-2.
No, exactly. We were with the breeze, and as you say, we should have been, I'd say, another 2 or 3 points up. We kind of kicked stupidly into the goalie's hand a couple of times, and the wrong option the other times, and at 4-2 at half time we kind of went into the dressing room and we sat them down and says, look boys, these are the conditions that you play every week in Donegal, boys, and you play the short game in Donegal and we keep the ball, keep our heads and let them try and create space up in the forward line. And we crowded them out and we broke and we tagged on a couple of points, and at the end it worked for us.
Yeah, those 2 early points at the start of the second half obviously gave them a great boost to the team, and you know, Charlie Doherty had put his body on the line to save a goal just before that, so you know, but overall your defence I thought were magnificent.
Yeah, each and every one of them, you know, from the goalkeeper out and you know, from midfield back, the boys, we asked them, you know, certain questions of them after the last 2 games, you know, and today they pulled as a unit and they didn't give Dublin much space. Every time they came into our half they closed it down, and they worked their socks off, and there's a great credit to them, you know.
And in that second half, you know, the experienced players, John Harn, Barry Monaghan especially, came to the fore around the middle, and Johnny McCafferty did a great bit of link and carrying ball between defence and attack.
Exactly, and these boys are still playing for the clubs, and you could see it out there today, especially the second half, you know, the experience of Barry Monaghan, you know, his reading, his timing, is able to carry the ball and not give it away. And John Harn,
he scored in the second half with the outside of the right.
Unbelievable, like the man, you know, we've great time for him, a great player, and still do it in his 40s. And the same with John Harn, Johnny McClafferty, and Seamus Freel. You know, you could pick out a good few of them. And like I said before the game, it's number one, the number 40, and we're all in it together, and we won it together.